to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Thanks a lot. All right, Ron, I shared it.
All right, good morning, Chicago. And we are getting ready to go live on the Facebook right now. On top of everything else, we got
already
rolling
did.
Today. Oh, you got it.
We're good.
See how you are, man? You're covering me. Excellent.
Stay ahead of the game.
Excellent. All right, let's do this right here, too. I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. A bag lady just walked in. I'm not sure what's going on there. And into the studios here. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? Well, you can give us a call. It's 877-711-5611. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call. 877-711-5611. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. And all 3 hours are phone calls and whatever Robbie's brought in for us today.
No dying pigeons?
No, I don't know. There's no death pigeons flying around and nothing like that. So we'll have to go from there. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live. MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And of course, you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. You will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products if you give us a call. And they're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right.
Into the mic.
She did, but...
Say something again, Rich. It's not on.
Say something now, Robbie. Keep going, Robbie.
Hello, Rich.
Yeah.
Good morning, Robbie.
Okay, if Mr. Floor is listening, their commercial today was about, let's hope spring comes soon.
Uh-huh.
That is not my system.
Uh-huh.
Did anybody say, Randall,
no.
Take care of this?
Yeah.
No.
That's what it was implied.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't implied?
Because you said, brought to you by, or uh-huh. Listen to MrFloor.com.
Right.
So all I was saying is, if Mr. Floor is listening,
yeah.
His commercial talk.
Well, we've
Randall,
talked.
Is there a... Good morning, Randall.
Good morning, Robbie.
Okay, give us an update on the bird. We want to know what's going on with the bird.
Yeah, I mean, you walked in the door last week with a pigeon that you found somewhere.
Uh-huh.
You stuck it in a cage, brought it in a studio.
And okay, yeah.
And is it alive, dead, freed, stuffed? Do you make a pot pie out of it?
She's got the sourpuss face going. What's that mean? What happened to your bird? Explain.
I don't want to talk about it.
Come on, Lucy. Come on. You got some explaining to do.
I don't want to talk about it, but at the end of the show, the lady from the rescue showed up.
Okay.
And it's like a volunteer kind of thing. It's a migrant bird collision group, something like that. I know the words migrant bird and collision are in there.
Okay.
And what they do is they kind of have a system where they'll take a bird and then somebody else will drive it to a rescue kind of thing. So she has rescued pigeons and other birds, and she came and she's like, that bird does not look good. And it was sort of okay, but she couldn't get it to eat or drink either.
Uh-huh.
And right when the show was over, the bird kind of took a bad turn for the worse. So we called a bird hospital, and they said, bring it right in. So we wrapped it up in a little towel and put it in my car, and it looked at me.
Uh-huh. That was it?
That was it.
And said bye-bye?
It looked at me and died.
Oh!
Why are you laughing?
Oh, well, because I the pain. I know you.
It was horrible.
I know.
So, Randall, I cried and cried and cried and cried
over a pigeon
standing in the pet hospital because I had to bring it in because I was already, you know. So I bring it and they're looking at me. So it made me so angry because the woman who took the reception lady, you know, was wonderful. She's like, we'll see anyway. And she brings it back. A second later, the woman who checked out the bird comes back with the bird in her hands going, it's dead. And I'm like, I know. Don't talk to me.
Can you fix it, though? Can you make it, like, undead?
Stop! I can't talk to Rich anymore.
And you've
well, you never saw the Monty Python with the dead bird?
I know.
I know! And you've known...
I'd like to return the parrot. Why? Do you not like him? Do you not like his colors? He's dead! He's an unbird! Unparrot, unpigeon.
You guys are jerks, but I love you.
So, Robbie, you've
I need
known
a
this.
Little break.
You knew this pigeon for what, 24 hours or less?
Less
than 24 hours. Okay,
formed an emotional bond with her fine.
Yeah, she did very quickly.
It's a living being
who was
abused.
Thank you. Who was, right, somehow injured, abused. They said that the bird had not, was undernourished.
Uh-huh.
You know, the rescue lady could tell. You know, so whether the bird was lost or hurt or, you know, who knows, it couldn't survive on its own where it was. It couldn't fend for itself.
Right.
Something happened to the bird. And
flew into a picture window like the rest of the idiots.
To have, you know, a living being die in your hands looking at you was not good. I cried. I couldn't even talk. And they're looking at it. Oh, and then the other thing is like, so you walk in, they take the bird away and you're starting to fill out the form, you know, whatever. And she literally, the mean lady, ripped it out of my hands and goes, we don't need that anymore. I'm like, oh!
So did you have to pay a vet bill for this indigent bird?
No, because the rescue, that was my first question when the rescue people said this bird needs to go to hospital right away. I can't, you know, and I'm like, well, there's actually one between here and my house, you know, that she recommended. So I'm like,
you have a bird rescue between the studio and your
house? It's an animal hospital that works with the bird rescue. Okay. So they said, no, you know, don't worry about it. Just bring it there. The doctors, you know, takes in rescued birds all the time, whatever.
I got a lot of friends in case you need them. They've been killing off a lot of whiskey lately. And the whiskey comes in these wooden boxes. So if you need a casket for your bird, we have some.
I'm glad you're not here, Rich. She would be beating you upside the head with a 2x4 now.
Hey, Jim, I know it's a long drive to the studio. You think you can bring a casket there for Robbie?
I'm sure it's already 8, in the pet cemetery.
777-711-5611. That's all I have to say.
And you, it's already in the pet cemetery, I'm sure, right? Yeah? Hello? She's not talking to us anymore, Rich.
I left the bird there.
Okay.
I don't know what they did.
So they just cremate him with all the other ones.
I left the bird.
Because you have to pay extra if you want your pet's ashes separate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do.
Yes.
I have my last sheepdog sitting up there on my TV stand.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we've...
Because I haven't made it down to the beach yet.
Yeah, we've got a shelf full of them. It's pretty... It's like they're all just stacked up across there.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of how ours are. Well, actually, I have one in my storage unit. So.
Oh, yeah.
But it was funny. The vet that we went to last time with Haley had her put down, he says, you know, for a couple of bucks, you know, he goes, I go down to the Keys once a year. He says, I can take the ashes and I'll put them in the Gulf off the Keys.
Right.
I'm like, well, that sounds like a really cool idea.
Yeah.
Except I live on an island, so we'll just take it over to Tiger Tail and do it ourselves.
Right.
We just haven't done it yet, but that's what I think I'm going to do.
Excellent. That's cool.
Dump them in the bird sanctuary.
Yeah, oh, that's perfect. Perfect. Mm-hmm. So, Robbie, the bag lady came in this morning. Are we talking about
that
now?
Are you saying Robbie the bag lady or Robbie, guess what? A bag lady came in this morning.
Robbie the bag lady walked in this morning with an armful of bags.
Yes,
well,
she did.
Well, that's probably for
Is that for your clutter clarity?
Maybe. Maybe it's for Randall.
Oh, all right.
My new friend who tried not to laugh.
We'll find out right after this.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Yes, I grew up in a time when we were...
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud.
I can do nothing here.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 877-711-5611 and get advice from the experts themselves.
This is Mighty House.
It's fixed! It's fixed!
It's fixed!
It had the correct phone number in there, finally. Excellent. You gotta love it. You know, all it takes is like an email to Mike and things just happen. You just gotta send the email. I think that's how that works. All right, we're broadcasting.
Why we like this station.
Yeah.
It's responsive.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And you will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
Didn't you say the air conditioning was fixed in this room?
It's more better, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not, there's no like fixed in
yeah,
this, in this building.
Yeah, because it's warm in here.
No, that's because you've got a sweatshirt on. Put a fan on her. Now you're going to hear a... In the background. Yeah.
Now you're just heating up the
room. Now it's going to get hot in here. Okay.
All right.
There's Randall's fix right there.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, Randall.
There you go. So, all right. And if you want to sign up for the newsletter and find out what's going on, what we've got coming up, any new specials, deals, things like that might be happening. Where can they find that information, Rich?
You go over to MightyHouse.net, click on the contact page, just enter your first, last name, email address, click on submit.
Uh-huh.
And every Friday you'll get a copy of the newsletter, just letting you know what's coming up on the show and what changes are going on. And a lot of exciting stuff going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going back, we're on station in Vegas, KSHP on Sundays. We're now going.
K-Ship.
Simulcast shop. Yeah, it's a shop, home shopping thing, but
K shop.
I just noticed though one of their sponsors is Voodoo Wings out there in Vegas, which is some damn good wings, let me tell you. So, because I will be there in February for the Builders Show, and it is one place that I always go to.
Excellent. Maybe
and
we could talk to them about.
And I got to go see. Yeah, and I got to go get Count Custom shirt.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because Danny DeCount, it's one of the few car shows that I really like because for one simple reason.
Yeah?
They talk money.
Oh, yeah.
People will say, I got 50 or 60 or 70,000 to do this, and he'll say, okay, I made your budget or we're a little over.
Right.
Nobody else ever says what it actually costs. So everybody thinks, oh, we just go build a car. Like, yeah, it doesn't work quite like that.
Yeah. There is one.
Anyway.
There is one other guy, he's like in Minneapolis or something, that does that too. I can't remember the name of that one. I've seen one other on Velocity. Is that what you watch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, that's the deal. Always give us the real deal. So other thing that's exciting is WCPT here in Chicago is going to start simulcasting next week.
Yep.
So we're going to stay here in our studio.
Yep.
It's much more comfy. But that's going to pick up. I think the phone will pick up quite a bit. Myself.
Oh, yeah. No, it. Yeah. Well. We'll have more going on there, too, for sure.
Yeah, so, and then we got some other things in the works, so
yes.
It's all good.
Yeah, we got stuff a-cooking, so.
Trying to wrangle a discount on a pickup truck.
Yeah, good luck with that, brother.
Hell, they got to start building them first.
Oh, yeah. So that was just a...
Well, the production, they're supposed to start production third quarter.
Okay.
We are in the third quarter, but I signed up for their newsletter a while ago. and no news about building them yet.
Got it.
And they have orders for over 5,000 of them.
Holy smokes. That's pretty good.
And built right there in Ohio and Indiana.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's go to the phones.
Thank you
here.
So much, Ed.
Hey, Ed, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, guys, good morning.
Morning.
The wife and I are buying a new house, and I'm wondering, she wants to take a wall down, of course.
Sure.
And I wonder, how do you tell if it's a load-bearing wall or not?
You have a basement?
Yes.
Okay. So then you would go downstairs in the basement. Hopefully the ceiling isn't finished, and you can look at the floor joists in there and see which way the floor joists run versus the beams and the center beam. And then you go upstairs and you look at that wall, and is that wall perpendicular to the floor joists or parallel to it? And then you want to double check and jump in the attic or go to the next floor up. And usually whatever the basement, whatever that first floor is framed, the second floor is framed the same way, and or the attic space is framed the same way. So then you would just go in the attic or you know, check the second floor, and you could see which way that wall goes. It's usually, you know, you have the house is longer than it is wide generally, so the width, they'll start cutting it in that longer way. They'll cut it in half. And usually a house has got a beam that's, you know, running
the length of it,
correct. So that right. that well, makes just, it that makes it the load bearing wall.
It makes perfect sense.
Okay.
But the wall we're talking about runs perpendicular to the beams on the joists and the rafters of the beams, that it runs perpendicular. But it's offset. There's a center wall that runs down the middle of the house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This wall is maybe 3 feet from the front wall of the house.
Okay.
It's like a hallway. It's a weird little hallway that runs down the...
Well, we have a couple... The best thing you can do, though, is if you can get up in the attic and then just see if the ceiling joists break over that wall then. If the ceiling joists go from the outer wall to the center wall, and then that wall is probably not bearing.
Yeah, if it's 3 feet in. Now, once you're up there, you might see that they might have cut a bunch of pieces, and then you're going to have to sister those or replace those.
Leave a header or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think if it's a 3 foot wall and you're 3 foot away from the outside wall and you're trying to get rid of the wall together, you don't want to put a header below the ceiling. You would want to shore the ceiling joists up and then, you know, with just a dummy wall or a temporary wall.
How old's the house?
All them out.
How old's the house, Ed?
I believe it's from 76, 86, somewhere in the 80s, I believe, the early 80s.
I would say it's not load bearing if it's only 3 feet from the outside wall, but you would still want to, you know, verify that. Once you start, once you take the ceiling down in that 3 foot section, because you're going to want to drywall it, you know, re-drywall that anyway. So take the hallway ceiling down, and then you'll be able to tell. And if those floor joists, is that a second floor above it or just attic space?
Attic space.
Okay. So then you'll be able to just look up in there, and you'll be able to see if they run straight through and sit on the outside wall and then on an inside wall. And if that's the case, then you just take the wall out, and you're fine.
Right.
Okay, beautiful. So if it's one solid joist from the outside wall to the center wall, I'm good.
Correct.
Right. Correct.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys. You're always very helpful. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck. Welcome. Thanks.
Thanks.
See, Ed's smart. He's calling
first.
Yeah, he calls first. You know, my mom rips out the center walls and then calls and says, "Okay, now what do I do?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ceiling sagging. Yeah. It must be buried.
Exactly. So it's like, no. Wait, you should check this stuff first. So then we got to go in and reframe it, you know. But hey, that's the way it goes. So
it happens.
It happens. It does.
So, Klein has a new tool. I don't have one for you.
What? Well, then why bring it up? What do they have?
They have a pocket continuity tester for coax cable.
Continuity tester?
I don't know what that means. How's
for coaxial cable. That's to determine if your cable's broken.
Right.
Klein Tools for Professionals since 1857 introduces the pocket continuity tester for coax cable, which enables simple tracing of coaxial cable. Features include visual, LED, and audible indicators to help easily identify and test continuity, short faults, and location on both loose cables and completed installations. So nice. You tell me what that means.
That means, like, for your cable TV, they can find a short in it. If it's got a break in the line, or it's not, the circuit's not completed, then they can trace that and find out where that is.
So, like, if somebody calls you,
try a microphone.
So if somebody calls you and says, "Ron, my cable's not working," but wouldn't you call the cable company?
Generally, but I mean, a lot of times the cable company, they don't, you know, they come in, they nail the service to the side of the house, and then they just start tacking the wires up as they go around the house to where they want, and they just blast a hole through the wall. You know,
oh, they call that standard installation.
Yeah, right. Oh, I'm sorry.
If you'd like it done professionally, where they hide the wires and run them through attics and run them down walls, that will cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, so they don't do that. I mean, I maybe they do. I don't know. So what happens is the cable company, they bring the service to the house, and then we run and wire the house up from the inside.
Okay, so, and then if it's new construction, you might have an AV panel in a room, and you have 10 rooms in the house, you have 10 coaxial cables running back to that panel.
Yeah.
So when you're trying to label everything in the panel, you would do the continuity test to determine which room that ran to.
Right.
So it's just a way to identify cables as well.
Okay.
Although we don't do that anymore. We do everything in Cat 5 or Cat 6 and then use balance. Coaxial cable's dead. You don't need it anymore.
I know. That was where I was going with this too. Is, we used to just run one cable and then we just have splitters and run all over the place. And then with the cable
Direct
and the
AV
HD
and all that required
the HD stuff. Now you need dedicated lines to every TV.
Right.
So now you come into these big panels, but this is probably already outdated because now the TV just sets up on Wi-Fi. You don't even need the cable anymore. The past two TVs I've installed, we hung them on the wall. We put the outlets in. We plug in a USB thing for and set it up on the Wi-Fi, and off it goes. You don't need cable anymore.
Well, come on. Even my TV is a smart TV. I don't even have to plug a thing into it. It just
get in there.
Okay,
I do Facebook on it, everything.
Right.
Here's my dumb question. So, okay, I need to know where this cable goes. Is that what you're kind of saying this does? It'll tell me where this cable goes.
Right.
How does a little thing, like a pen, go through
That's
a house?
Either a current or a signal.
It'll send
through that.
Yeah, it sends a signal down the wire. And then you have a receiver at the other end, and then you can test it.
Like if you knew where both ends were and you put the signal in one and you go to the other end with the continuity tester, got nothing, then you would know that the cable was cut or broken somewhere.
Right.
And that's the gist of it.
So it's sending a signal.
You can identify.
It's like a battery operated thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
Shall we explain some more after the break? Maybe. We've already lost her, Rich. I think we're done now. All right. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
All right. You know what? You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. You, too, will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. .com. All right. Yes.
Can you tell me, I have an email from Thomas, and I feel so bad because he said, can you send me the contact info on the guest that I had on yesterday who has a classes for refinishing tubs and tiles?
Uh-huh.
And I missed this email.
Bummer. Dude.
I know. Do you happen to recall, or should I forward this to you?
Forward, because then I'll send them all of Steve's information.
Okay, it was from NAPCO, which is the National Association of Professional
Tub Refinishers.
Coating only.
Right. Something special like that. And, you know, that interview is posted up on SoundCloud and also on our Mighty House YouTube channel and our website. So he can also go back and just listen to the interview there and find the information if he wanted to do that, if he was so inclined. And the they just did a big press release on their new etching primer stuff too that they sent out that Steve was talking about. So that's pretty cool too.
Well, I have three contacts in the Chicago area.
Yeah?
Who I'm going to call to get quotes on my shower salt.
Spraying your tub?
Yeah, shower salt. Thank you.
Are they gonna have mildicide stuff in there so that way it doesn't?
It works.
So you have to scrub it so hard and get all the mold and mildew out of your shower?
I'm hoping that once they put this in there, we'll never be.
Oh, it still can
mold
happen.
Mold and mildew. Nuh-uh.
Sure. Yeah.
Not in all the grout because there won't be any grout. So, nuh-uh. Okay. That's the idea.
Okay.
It will work.
Otherwise, I'm not doing it.
You don't understand.
I don't understand.
No. Rich does not understand. When you walk into Robbie's house, there's just like this vortex that everything that can go wrong does go wrong and is just screwed up.
Yeah.
It just happens when you walk in the front door.
And my sister's house.
Yeah. I mean, it's like this world of like where everything just inverts and nothing goes as planned.
Oh.
So don't ever tell her that is going to solve her problems because that guarantees that it won't solve her problem.
It's
like a train. It's just like walking into her front door and her sister's front door is like walking into a train wreck.
Yeah.
It's something that takes an hour normally. You're there for 3 days going, oh my God, how am I going to get out of here? I know.
It's ridiculous. It's like, yeah, whatever can go wrong goes wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tell my sister all the time, if she's listening, I love you. I'm like, it's not just you.
It's me too.
Oh, it's not you. It's me.
No,
give her the old. It's not you. It's
happens,
me. It's us thing.
You know, it just happens. I say I listen to Ron's stories all the time, and you know what? These things happen. She's like, why always my house? I'm like, you know, it just happens.
Just happens.
Yep.
Yes. Because you want it to go perfect because it's Robbie, and you want Robbie to be happy, and then. That's where the train comes off the tracks.
Yeah, the funniest was when you guys were doing something in my kitchen and the valve thing in the basement broke off, and for 3 hours we hauled water.
Yeah, we're bailing water for 3 hours.
3 hours, four men bailing water because what was it that broke off?
The water main. The water main valve, shutoff valve.
The shutoff valve.
And this is what led to not being able to find the buffalo box in the street.
Yes.
Which.
See? There you go. Come on.
We still have not. They gave up. They came out like every day. It was in the middle of winter. So it was like in January. There was snow all over. They came out every day. The guy had the little stick thing, you know, and he was literally, it was a hanger. He was holding a hanger, you know, he was trying to find. They come out every day. They mark things up. They never found it.
Why didn't they just use a continuity tester and actually charge the water line and then go out there with the locator and look for the current underground? I mean, that's how you normally do it.
That would make sense. So now the gas company is replacing.
Gas company?
The gas company is replacing all the lines, the gas lines.
Oh, down your street?
Yeah, well, I guess they're doing the whole city. I don't know, but eventually, and so they're like, "Where would you like your new gas line?" So what they
somewhere near my water service, please.
Exactly. So what they are doing is they have this thing, and again, this is the technical term. They have this thing, and so they are going to put the new gas line under the house.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that's going to work.
Yeah,
and they don't have to dig under the house.
No, they just drill it.
The thing just
directional
goes.
Boring.
Yeah,
the thing
GPR.
Goes. I'm like, you know what they're going to hit?
Yeah. The water main.
They're going to.
Uh-huh.
I know it.
Uh-huh. I know. See, but that's Robbie's vortex of Robbie's world.
Yeah.
I did a job down in the south side there, and it was to a commercial kitchen, you know, like a catering company.
Right.
So, but did this huge build out. Well, we kept having problems with the sewer backing up, you know, so we'd get it rotted and all that, like, you know, opening, but last a while and it'd back up again. So I finally ended up doing the whole tracing thing.
Right.
And it turns out the phone or cable company had directional board right through the sewer, you know, cut right through it. So it had collapsed a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So needless to say, after we found that out, they had to pay to replace it, you know, to fix it. But it was, you know, it's just one of those it happens kind of things.
Uh-huh. But only to Rob.
And everybody stood up to it. You know, it was like we didn't have any fights on our hands. It all got taken care of. But it's like, what are the odds? You know what I mean?
Right. Jeez. No, I know.
Could have went over. Could have went under. Nah, we got right through it.
No. I know. And you know how many, I couldn't tell you how many water lines I've frozen because we couldn't turn the water main off for whatever reason. Then I froze them, changed the water valves, and put them back together. Couldn't tell you how many times I've done it.
Right.
Guess where it screws up?
Yeah.
Robbie's house.
Yeah.
And then we're there, and we're bailing for 4 hours, bailing water.
Nice.
Yeah. So
nice. Unbelievable. Yes, we bailed water because they wouldn't turn it off. Uh-huh. Unbelievable.
No, he couldn't turn it off.
No, they turned the entire block off. That's what ended up happening.
It took 15 minutes. I just ran to all the neighbors and said, sorry, water's going to be out for 15 minutes. Boom, done.
Uh-huh.
Boom, done.
Yeah. So
yes.
I just kept watching the pressure, and it dropped enough to where I could swap it out real fast. So by the time they actually came out and said, okay, change it, I said, I'm already done, man. Go. Put it back. Turn it back on.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
Yeah.
I do have a question.
Oh, you do? We don't need to talk about Robbie's house anymore? Okay.
No. Or the bird issue.
Or the bird issue? Okay. And if you missed the bird talk was in the first segment. You'll have to go to mightyhouse.net and you can listen to it.
Doesn't sound like it's an issue anymore.
Yeah. Don't laugh, Randall. Don't laugh, Randall.
It's not funny. Sad.
Nice try, Rich.
We're
nice try at compassion.
We're protecting you, Robbie.
Yeah. Can I have my email song, please?
Oh, see, you want email songs, all kinds of fun stuff.
No sound.
No sound.
Mom on Facebook says no sound.
Oh, that's good. There is sound now.
Well, why wasn't there sound, Randall? Jeff from Nachi called, or Jeff from Nachi's on the phone?
He's on the phone.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff. Supposed to be doing email drop because she wanted that.
I know.
Morning, Jeff.
I know.
Morning, Ron, Robbie, Rich.
Good morning.
Morning.
Robbie, sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Suck up.
For those who think it was a human loss, it was a bird loss. So I do appreciate. I just don't want people to think that
a bird she knew for 12 hours. Okay.
Don't want people to think that there was a serious
issue.
You know what I mean?
I've been married for 24, 25 years, and we have a yard full of animals that just seem to flock to our. And every time one dies in the yard, I hear it all.
Uh huh.
Yep.
I know what you're going through.
Thank you.
So that's just backyard is where the birds fly to die. Is that what it is?
Nice.
Birds, rabbits, cats,
everything.
Seagulls.
So is there like a magnetic field in your backyard that attracts them all or something?
Yeah, it's just the big backyard in the middle of the city that seems to be a safe haven for all of them.
Oh, okay. Great.
And we have lots of flowers that are edible.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, so that's killing them. There you go. They're eating your flowers and dying. It's your landscaping that's killing them.
Right.
Right. But anyway, so
sure.
Ron.
Yes, sir.
I have a friend that has a very old 1970s house that he asked me to come over and help him change his toilet gasket, whatchamacallit. So I pulled the toilet, and here's a broken ABS flange. And I said, man, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
He goes, what? I said, well, first of all, they don't sell ABS parts anymore. I said, floor's got to come out because you see my foot's going through here.
Oh, geez.
I said, you better start calling a plumber.
Uh-huh.
He goes, well, what happened? I said, it's black ABS pipe. I said, they don't make these connectors anymore. I said, you're going to have to do some kind of, plumber's going to have to come in here and do some kind of a no hub fitting and go to PVC or something. I said, because you're not going to replace that flange, that broken flange.
Right.
That's why
right.
you have the water all over the second floor. So unless you know of anything else that can replace that, I'm calling for advice.
They make a slip fitting that is actually the flange that goes inside the pipe then. And then you just screw it to the floor. But again, the key here is that you screw it to the floor. And if it's already rotted away, you still got all that floor patch to do, and then you put it in.
Yeah, I've looked at, you're talking about those OD fittings that go in. This is a 3-inch pipe. That reduces it to almost like 2-inch, and that seems to me like you're going to be calling for clogs.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's possible, but the outlet on your toilet's only 2-inch, so I think you're probably all right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look at the bottom of the toilet. It's not a 3 or 4 inch hole on the bottom of the toilet, but I don't disagree with you, Jeff. It's just, you know, a lot of the times it's what are you going to do with what you got to work with?
Right. And you might want to check with RV fittings for RVs and like mobile homes.
Yeah.
Because you might be able to, those ABS fittings might actually be able to fit on there. And that'd be another place to try. I don't know if it'll work or not, but it's an option. before you have to cut the whole thing out and replace it from the stack back, you know.
Yeah.
So. And Robbie, just so you know, you have the kind of house that I get into a half an hour in going, I wish I could turn around and tell my client to run.
No. All right,
Jeff.
Nice.
We got a break. Thanks, buddy.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
All right, we're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if somebody wanted to get the newsletter, Rich, how can they do that?
Go to MightyHouse.net, click on the contact page. Fill in first, last name, your email address, click on submit, and boom, done. That's simple.
And you'll find out what's new and happening with the show.
That's right. There. It's getting longer each week. Not the show, the newsletter.
The show?
Yeah. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. You will have a chance to win. Your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products are all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at
MrFloor.com.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's time for the Your Name Here tip of the week. Are we ready to roll with this already, Rich?
We are.
Okay. So it'd be nice if I was.
Well, somebody's got to do something.
Yeah. This is Your Name Here. You know what that is. Your Name Here tip of the week.
That means somebody could buy that?
Could sponsor.
Yes.
That's
sponsor. Yes, I'm still looking for a sponsor.
Yep. So Your Name Here tip of the week is ready to roll, and here we go.
Okay, Sparky.
Cool. So this week's tip, we're going to discuss some home technology stuff. These days,
watch it on the YouTube.
Yep. What?
Watch it on the YouTube.
Yep.
I forgot to tell you during the break.
Oh, that. Yeah.
I told you.
I had that. Wait, I had that all queued up here too. So apparently, we're not really good at this whole radio thing.
No. Or the YouTube thing.
Yes. You can watch us on, see, I told you, I had it all queued up and I absolutely forgot.
Oh, see.
So you can watch us on YouTube, catch up on older tips if you miss them. If you're watching YouTube, if you go to YouTube, please hit the subscribe button below and you'll be notified when we post a new video. We try to get a new one on every week. You never know when. So make sure to subscribe now to our YouTube channel.
There it is.
It's not very professional, but we'll have to get more habit. That's the thing. We're growing.
Yes. New things to do.
You know. And then we have to do the Patreon thing in a couple of weeks.
Randall, you don't have anything to say about Rich's growing and growing?
No.
So,
well, okay, go, Rich. Keep going.
All right,
talk.
So home technology, you know, we're inundated these days by technology, whether you like it or not. You see ads for Google, Amazon, Nest, home monitoring system, lighting control, music, security. You open your garage with your phone. Each of these products on their own is really cool. Some do serve a purpose. While it's not for everybody, there is a huge rising market for it.
Oh, yeah.
So home automation, I think most people, to me, the most important thing or the first piece you'd want to get is just your home security. You know, if you're going to spend a few bucks and get something thrown together, I would say get your, you know, monitor security system on your house, you know, tag your doors, and then maybe throw some cameras up.
Right.
And the cameras now are so cool because you get the terabyte or 3 terabyte, you know, storage device. Uh-huh. So you can do this. And then, of course, everything goes through your phone now. So obviously you can sit anywhere in the world and check the cameras on your phone and see what's going on at your house.
Right. Yeah.
And in my case, when you have collector cards, it actually lowers your insurance drastically.
Really?
Yes, because if it's a monitored security system with cameras.
Oh, okay.
Because then you can always prove what happened.
Right.
And or have better chance of catching the crook. Although the funny thing is, with all the video that's out there of all these people, porch pirates and all that, you never hear of anybody getting arrested.
No, they don't talk about that.
We have video. The only thing you ever hear is the UPS guy got fired because he threw the box over the fence.
Right, yeah.
But they never seem to arrest the bad guy.
That took it.
Right.
Yeah.
Just saying.
But on TV, they have those facial recognition things, and they pop it up in 30 seconds. FBI can find anybody, right?
Yep.
Well, that's why the Apple phone with the face recognition, that's exactly where that's heading. Thank you very little, Big Brother.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Thermostats. This is kind of a touchy one. Now, as much as I like the idea of the Nest thermostat and, you know, some of the other, what's the other one? Owl or Nest? What's the other one?
The Ecobee?
Ecobee, that's it. I said Owl.
Yeah, you were close.
Wrong aminal.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, be careful before you throw one of those on. Make sure you confirm that your system is not a high-efficiency system that communicates through your thermostat, because you could really mess your system up. But if you've got an older-style 3 or 4-wire thermostat, yeah, you could probably just slap that on and be good.
Right. The standard systems, they work fine.
Yeah.
Installed a bunch of them.
Right. But the thing is, like, if you have, like, we do a lot of 24 SEER systems, you know, super high end, variable speed, those you cannot change thermostat. But that said, Train, Lennox, all of them have really cool software that you can control it with your phone, monitor with your phone. So you really don't need to go any further. But again, I don't like third party thermostats on high end systems. I think it's a recipe for disaster.
Well, if the system was designed for that thermostat, then you got to keep the system together. I would agree.
Yeah. Smart doorbells. Now, things like Ring and all that, they're pretty cool and they're funny. So, you know, because they have a motion sensor. So if a truck goes by, like a buddy of mine has one, if a car or a large truck goes by, his phone will tell him somebody's coming or something.
Right.
And he'll look and it was just the truck going by.
Uh-huh.
The cooler part of this, he's got 2 young boys. And they realized if they went out front and pressed the doorbell, they could talk to daddy. So the kids go out in the front and they punch the doorbell up and they talk to him while he's at work. And it's a riot.
Mommy tells me I have to.
That's
exactly. It's a riot.
Johnny hit me.
So I sit there at lunch with Matt and, you know, and his phone will ring and he's like, oh, kids, hi, daddy. You know, that's hilarious.
That's excellent.
So there's a lot of good things with these. Uh-huh. The smart locks. You know, Schlage and Kwikset, all of them make smart locks that you can control with your phone now and then.
Right.
The only problem I have with them is they're ugly. Like, you know, most of them are oversized and all that. So they're not really nice looking, but
I'm sure that'll evolve.
If it's gotten to be too difficult to carry a key, then, you know, go ahead and do that.
Well, the nice thing about it is if you have service people coming over, they can call and you can just let them in from your, and you're absolutely not giving them a key to your house. And then, you know, or you can program them. Some of them have keypads, so right, you can go on your phone and set them up with their own entry key.
Log in.
And then that way, when they're coming in and out, you know, and it logs all that information for you.
And I don't disagree with that. That's the upside to them. So I said, there's always good and bad with them, you know, so we have the garage door opener, the battery operated one, 8557, I think
right,
the model number. Right. I don't know why I remember stupid crap like that. Yeah, I mean, I can open and close my garage door at my phone. So same thing. If somebody needs to get in the house, I can do that. Close it. You know, it's nice, but I don't know. Silly, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The music. Music and home theater, I think, are two of the biggest things. And I've always had a home theater, like, for years and years.
Right.
And I remember having to wire everything, run my subwoofer wiring, do all of that.
Yes.
And now, you know, Sonos changed the world pretty much with what they did. And now we use the Sonos sound bars and, you know, everything's wireless.
Yep.
It's like, go get some good double-sided tape, stick up your home theater, and you're good to go with a seven-channel system.
Yeah. No, it's amazing how efficient they got and how good they sound. So.
Yeah. I mean, I watched the Bears game Thursday night.
Yeah.
On my buddy's TV in Chicago, on mine down here by using Sling.
Uh-huh.
What?
Through my iPad connected to my 70-inch, so I'm watching the game on the big screen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, yeah, this technology stuff is cool.
Oh, yeah. No, it's pretty wild, the stuff you can do with all of that. And it all runs through the internet, so if you've got Wi-Fi, you're set
up. I mean,
up.
if you don't know how to do the, if you're not technically advanced person, then, you know, there's a few companies out there you can Google around and find a good company that can do everything. There's companies that offer everything a la carte.
Yep.
So you can order it and just have it shipped. So there you go. Home automation.
Home very automation. Nice. Very cool stuff. Let's go try it at Robbie's house.
Stop it.
We'll be back right after this.
It'll never work.
Mighty House will return.
It'll never work.